Hi, I'm Mark DeMoz, one of the teaching pastors at the Mosaic Church of Central Arkansas, located in the University District of Little Rock's Urban Center, 72204. Welcome to our podcast. Founded in the summer of 2001, Mosaic is a multi-ethnic and economically diverse church where significant percentages of Black and white Americans, together with men and women from more than 25 nations, walk, work, and worship God together as one. Learn more at mosaicchurch.net.
The following message was recorded live at Mosaic as part of the VIA series in the winter of 2024. Thanks for listening.
And this series that we're doing is based on the prayer of peace. And we read this almost every single week. And it just says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. And this next line is what we're going to talk about today. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. So we're going to focus in today on that part. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be understood as to understand. So with that, I want to ask a question today, and I want you to think about this as we go through this message. Do you understand? Do you understand? Brings back memories of my mom asking me that question. Do you understand what I'm saying? Understanding in the context of this prayer, we're talking about understanding others. We're talking about understanding God. We're talking about trying to be understood, but to understand. Do you understand others? Do you understand yourself even? Do you understand the ways of God? We're going to walk through a few things on today to help us to get a better understanding about understanding. Let's see what the Old Testament has to say about understanding. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. So Proverbs talks about knowledge. It talks about wisdom. But it also talks a lot about understanding. And the writer in Proverbs says, in all you're getting, get wisdom, but also be sure that you get understanding. And at face value, it sounds like all those things are pretty similar. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. It sounds like they're all pretty similar, but there are some distinct differences specifically amongst understanding. Knowledge you can get from a book. You can watch a YouTube video, TikTok video, get some knowledge. Wisdom you get from experience. You either experience that you have or experience from others. You can glean some wisdom from other people. But understanding is something that comes from within you that you have to pursue when you are pursuing an understanding of God, pursuing an understanding of other people. It's not about the other people. Understanding is more about you. So I want you to focus in on yourself today. I had to focus in on myself because sometimes we want to say, well, I'm always misunderstood. Yes, you will always be misunderstood in this life, period. It is our job as peacemakers, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, of the believers in Jesus Christ, in order to be peacemakers, we have to have an understanding of not only other people, but the ways of God, and we have to understand ourselves. Understand is a kind of a peculiar word to the English language. It's a compound word, and it just, you know, it's understand, stand under. And it really is not a good translation from the old Hebrew and ancient languages that the that were spoken in the time that Proverbs was written, because the way that we use understand, it's like, hey, do you understand? It just means, do you hear me? And in the ancient Hebrew, understand, the word that it's translated from has more of a undertone of obedience. It is a careful hearing of someone or something, as well as with the intent to respond appropriately in obedience or action. A careful hearing of someone or something with the intent to appropriately respond in obedience or action. Again, that reminds me of my mom. Do you hear me? She's not only, do you understand me? Because my mom, you remember back in the days when you could leave 5-year-olds at home by themselves? Kids should be 5, 6 years old to stay. I was one of those kids, latchkey kids, you know, first, second, third grade, staying at home by themselves. My mom would get up in the morning. She said, I'm getting ready to go to work. You can eat some cereal for breakfast. After you eat your cereal, you can clean up this kitchen. After you clean up this kitchen, you can watch a little bit of TV, not a lot. For lunch, you can make you a sandwich. You can have you a little bit of juice. You clean it up when you finish. I'll be home about 3:34. And before I get home, I want you to make sure your room is clean, your bed is made up, this living room is vacuumed, and get all this stuff done. Because do not answer the door. If anybody knocks, do not open up the curtains. Don't do any of that. Do not go outside. Because if none of this is done, when I get home, it's going to be a misunderstanding. And I used to be like, what do you mean? This and actually, I didn't know that my mom was an Old Testament Hebrew, because she took this word, that misunderstanding. She says, if you don't do these things, you are missing my intent. You are missing the mark. That's all a misunderstanding is. It is missing of the understanding. So she was saying that you not only did not hear what I really said, but you had no intent of doing what I said. That's the misunderstanding. I thought it was a misunderstanding on her part, you know, like, well, you don't understand me, maybe, you know, but it was a misunderstanding on my part because I did not obey the words of my mother. I missed the intent. Now, when I was in the Air Force, I learned a whole lot about misunderstandings. And then on this next slide, this is how I was a commander, had 12, when I was at the latter part of my career in Europe, had a unit with 1,200 people all across Europe, down into the Middle East, and I was a commander, so I had to deal with all kinds of disciplinary issues. I was responsible for the morale, welfare, and discipline of these 1,200 airmen. So I learned quickly as a commander, and I think because I had gotten older in age, that I had to, every time something came before my desk, I did not have to look at it as being a misdemeanor, as you say there. I learned that there were levels to things. There were misunderstandings, there's mistakes, and then some people just flat out commit misdemeanors and crimes. And you treat each one of these accordingly. Because if you take a misunderstanding where someone just did not really understand the guidance, where they weren't trained correctly, and all that, if you take that and start to treat it like a crime, where you're not being a good supervisor, good commander. Sometimes people just flat out make mistakes. That's okay. We're all human. Sometimes we make mistakes. We miss the mark. We're trying to do the best we can. We make a mistake. But do not take someone who made a mistake and treat them like they committed a crime. Some of us have misunderstandings in our own families and our own personal lives, and we are treating people, holding it against them like they have committed a crime when it was simply a misunderstanding that happened back in 1973. So it may not apply directly to your life, but this is kind of how I triage what goes on when I have conflict going on in my life. I still even use this. Is it a misunderstanding? Is it a mistake? Is it a misdemeanor? I still have to use this every single day with my grown kids when they come before me sometimes. Pastor Harry always says, if you don't understand others, there is a near 100% chance that you will be offended. That is why we do what we do here at Mosaic on this next slide. We do multi-ethnic conversations. We encourage everyone to, this class is going on right now over in our offices. This is a book written by Pastor Mark, and he's also got a children's version there, Multi-Ethnic Conversations for Kids. This is about getting an understanding of each other, a better understanding, understanding ourselves, our differences through culture, through race, through backgrounds, through experiences, where we're from, all of that. Getting an understanding, because I have been Black all of my life for 53 years. I don't understand what it is to be Asian or Hispanic or, you know, from the Latin American countries or if from any other part of the world. I have a glimpse, but I don't fully understand. So I have to sit down with my brothers and sisters, talk to them through the lens of multi-ethnic conversations, which is based on the Word of God, in order to better understand each other. So if you haven't been through MEC, I encourage you to sign up and go through it. So, next slide. In order to understand others, this is what it takes. Some of what it takes. Humility. Takes some time. Takes some effort. Takes a lot of prayer. It takes humility because you have to give up something. You have to give up your assumptions. You have to give up your comfort. You have to give up your pride in order to understand someone else. If you've been married, you get that. Time. It takes a lot of time to get to know and understand someone who is not like you. Effort. It takes effort in order to understand others. It may take breaking a bread. It may take conversations like MEC. It may take scheduling some time with those individuals, but it takes some effort. And then it takes prayer to undergird all of that. So we need to make earnest efforts to understand others, ourselves, and our Lord. If we understand others, if we start to understand others, it starts to bring about a better peace. We're never going to have perfect peace on this side, but it starts to bring up, when we start to understand other people, it brings about a peace. And I tell you, there is a lost art, I believe, of understanding others now into here in 2024. It's all about, a lot of times, what you see on TV, what you see online, it's all about being heard, being understood, being the loud voice in the room versus the one who is listening, doing a hearing, trying to get an understanding of where the other person is coming from. And it oftentimes it causes so much conflict as we see. You remember back in the 70s when people used to listen to each other? When they would sit down and talk and somebody would be quiet and other person be talking and other person would sit there just kind of nodding their head intently. And then they would, you know, and then after a while, they would say, right on. And then if they was really listening, they would say, I heard that. You know, they were acknowledging, they were taking in what you were saying. You know, they would, you know, if a conversation really got deep, they would say, I'm picking up what you're laying down. And they and that just meant that was a art of conversation. It was an art of understanding each other. And I don't, you know, I'm just fearful that we lose that we're losing that today in our society. We need to make efforts to understand ourselves. You need to, and I need to understand myself. I tell you, we could do a whole series on this, just understanding ourselves, because we need to have some self-awareness about who we are, what our own motivations are, why we do what we do, why we think the way we think, and that will help us in our relationships with God and with others. And then lastly, and we're going to stay right here for just a minute before we close out, we need to understand as much as we can about God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11 says, for who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends or understands the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. Now we have received not not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. So who understands the ways of God? No one really. We will never be able to understand God fully on this side. But does that mean that we quit trying? I don't understand my wife all the time, but does that mean I just give up and quit trying to understand her? No, there is a pursuit, and we are to pursue God and pursue his will and his way in our lives. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person? So you know your own thoughts. You know who you are, how you think. So also no one comprehends or understands the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. But God gives us, and the writer is saying here that God has given us not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. And then he goes on in verse 14, he says, the natural person does not accept the things of the spirit of God, for they are folly to him, or foolishness. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discern. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? No one. But we have what? The mind of who? We have the mind of Christ. We can't understand God. We can't give counsel to God. You know, we can't. God counsels him his own self. We can't instruct God. We can't tell him what to do. In our prayer lives, this is so important that we understand that versus trying to be understood. For a long time in my prayer life, I was trying to get God to understand me. All my prayer was focused on God, you need to understand my situation. God, you need to understand what's going on down here. God, you need to understand how these people are treating me. God, you need to understand how every time I get a nickel, I need a dime. God, you, like he didn't know. I'm spending all this time talking to God about my situation instead of spending time sitting there trying to understand his will, his way, going through his word, listening to him and soaking in what he is trying to pour out to me. Prayer is two ways. It's not just us just communicating a wish list to God. It's also receiving what he has from us. And when we do that, we start to understand the ways of God. And then in doing this, we will have the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus himself gave the greatest example of what it means to sacrificially understand. And I tell you, actually, I'm going to go to this next slide, because this slide here, I found this last night as I was looking for this verse. The International Children's Bible, I believe, puts it best out of all the versions that I read last night. For our high priest is able to do what? Understand our weaknesses. He was tempted in every way that we are, but he did not sin. He understands. The God of the universe took time. He made the effort. He humbled himself. He put in the work. He put in prayer so that he could understand our weaknesses. Humility. He exhibited humility. He put on human flesh. He gave up his position. He gave up prestige and privilege. He put in time. He came through 42 generations, was here for 33 and a half years, spent 3 days in the grave, rose on the third day, put in the time. He put in the effort, the work. That was work that he did on the cross. It was work. It was effort. He put in prayer. He prayed. He prayed every single day. He would go off by himself, leave his disciples and go pray to his Father. And even right now, he is on the right hand of the Father, still praying and making intercession for us. So if Jesus himself, our King, our High Priest, if he is the one, if he is able to do this, how much more so should we be trying to do this amongst ourselves with our own brothers and sisters? Wouldn't it be great that if someone was to read this verse and they would say, for Lawrence Hicks is able to understand my weakness. For my brother, my sister is able to understand me and my temptations. Not that we condone it, not that we want you to be in that situation, but we understand because we have been there. We understand because we have listened to you. We understand because we have sat down with you and broken bread with you. We understand because we have been in your shoes. We understand. Jesus is able to understand. And because he understands, he has brought peace between us and a God who was sitting on a throne demanding justice, demanding that we suffer the consequences of our sin. But he says, no, Father, I understand. I get it. I have lived as they have lived. I have felt what they have felt. And if we are to be peacemakers in this world, we have to understand other people. We have to sit with them for a little bit. We have to walk with them for a little while. There are those all around in this community who don't have a voice, who no one else understands, who we here at Mosaic can be that voice for them. We can be the mind of understanding for them. This last slide, I want us to pray this together as we get ready to close out here. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be understood as to understand. And in praying this prayer on today, you will become a little bit more like Jesus. So much so that he will refer to you as a peacemaker. And in becoming a peacemaker, he's going to put you in a position to be the sons and daughters of God. So, Lord God, we give you thanks on today. We thank you for understanding us. We thank you, Lord God, that even though we can't fully understand you, that you have given us a portion, Lord God, of understanding of your spirit. And Lord, we just pray on today that you would just help us, Lord God, to better become ambassadors for you through the understanding of all of those who, Lord God, that we come in contact with, our family members, our co-workers, Lord God, those who live in and around this area that we call Mosaic Church. Lord God, that we may better reflect you, that we may become peacemakers and thus the sons and daughters of God. And Lord God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
I hope you were encouraged and challenged by today's message recorded live at Mosaic Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Take a moment right now to subscribe on your favorite platform and get our podcasts pushed right to your device each week. We welcome your comments. If you live in Central Arkansas, we hope you'll visit us soon in person. And thanks also for considering our financial needs. To donate, visit mosaicchurch.net. That's mosaicchurch.net. On behalf of all of us at Mosaic, I'm Mark DeMoss. Thanks again for listening.